Let's get to our next guest, Devin Pendleton, Bloomberg Wealth Reporter. We wanted to take a look at some of the billionaires around the world and some of the huge losses that were racked up this year. We know that stocks tumbled and bonds tumbled, worst year ever for bonds, and about a 20% down year for the S&P 500. Among the names up there near the top of the list, obviously Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, and I would argue maybe not in terms of the amount of money lost, but potential losses, you can probably put Sam Bankman-Fried in there as well. Of course, that's a case that will go through the courts, and we have to wait and see. We say good morning to Devin Pendleton, our wealth reporter, to take a closer look at this. Devin, what are some of the shocking trends that happened this year that led to these big losses?
Well, I think the overall, of course, the market's coming down quite dramatically, especially if you compare it to 2021, where everything was just so frothy and surging. I mean, that definitely kind of across the board really took out some of the big names. A lot of the big fortunes are very concentrated in the tech industry. Of course, Jeff Bezos and Amazon, Mark Zuckerberg and Meta. But you also had some sort of outlier events here, which kind of exacerbated the pain. You have the war in Ukraine, which took a severe blow to the Russian fortunes. Not only were the markets down, the ruble depreciated, but you also saw, I mean, many of these very wealthy Russians, their assets are quite concentrated in the West. They have a lot of property in London. They own companies all over in the U.S., Europe. And the sanctions just, I mean, absolutely obliterated the value of those assets. And then, of course, Elon Musk, not just Tesla being down, but also buying Twitter and taking a gamble there meant he had to sell a lot of stock and also leverage his position, which definitely added to his losses.
Not everybody was a loser, and we saw Mr. Ambani, Mukesh Ambani, come up and rise. His rise seems at the moment unstoppable.
Yes, definitely. I mean, Gautam Adani is a fascinating story. He was somewhere, I think he was in the 20s at the beginning of the year in terms of 20th or so richest person in the world. He's now number three. He's the first Asian to rank in the top three richest people in the world. He's a coal tycoon, so that's where he originally kind of made his fortune. And with the upheaval in the energy markets, suddenly coal was kind of thrust from the back burner to being a very important asset that definitely burnished his fortune. And he's diversifying into everything, so he's not going anywhere in the year ahead.
What was the most interesting dislocation that you saw, either up or down, in this past year, and with whom?
Adani was certainly the most interesting on the upward front. On the downward front, I mean, you can't avoid talking about Sam Bankman-Fried. Of course, you know, there's that question of, was he worth anything at any point ever? But if you look at, you know, he was leveraging a fortune, which at its peak, we estimated to be worth $26 billion, which was real in the sense that he had investors piling money into FTX. He had clients putting money in there. He had a ton of capital at his disposal, which he was throwing around. I mean, he was donating to politicians. He was propping up so many other cryptos as things started to hit the skids. And he was also buying huge stakes in public companies like Robinhood. So real or not, he was leveraging that fortune to huge effect, and to have it just vaporize in a matter of a week. I mean, he went from $16 billion to zero in a matter of days. It's not something we've really ever seen before. It was shocking, and really is going to have a knock-on effect for years.
Now, you mentioned Elon Musk, but there was one man who really had a tough time of it, and some are blaming it, well, nearly everybody's blaming those losses on his obsession, as some have put it, on the so-called metaverse. And we're talking, of course, Mark Zuckerberg.
Yes, Mark Zuckerberg had a horrible year. He was down in terms percentage-wise. He was down more than anybody. He was down about 65% this year. Which is a big fall for him. I mean, for years he's kind of been among the top five or eight richest people. He's now down at in the 25, I believe. He hasn't been that low in 8 years. And it really is because, yes, there's the tech downturn, but also just this pivot to the metaverse, which he is such a believer in, but it is not showing any signs of turning a profit anytime soon. He is digging in. He's betting the house on it.
You mentioned one political leader, Vladimir Putin. Was there any other political leader who quite particularly lost a lot of money?
In terms of political leader, that is a great question. I can talk about who definitely did not lose money and who I reported quite a bit about, but someone who gained quite a bit of money this year were some of the autocrats in the Gulf, in the Middle Eastern Gulf region. We wrote in particular about the Ahnayan family of Abu Dhabi. Energy markets definitely turned in their favor this year. They also have kind of consolidated a lot of power with the Ukraine war. They're richer than ever.
Excellent. Thanks very much, Devin. Devin Pendleton, Bloomberg Wealth Reporter. We've been taking a look at some of the losses and some of the gains of the world's richest billionaires right across the globe.